The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for tuning in this Saturday or Sunday if you're listening to us on Sunday. And also, as you guys know, on our website, generations808.com, you can check us out there, all our past radio shows, including TV shows, and actually all our past magazine issues from the very first one in October 2010, I believe. It's hard to believe we've been going on 9 years already. But thanks for tuning in. As you know, we provide resources on all our radio shows, TV shows, and magazines. And one of the greatest areas of concern that people have is that mom and dad's getting a little older. We are slowly thinking about mom can't stay by herself and she can't cook anymore. And what do we do? And so Pohainani is one of our longtime partners, and we have Sonia Guy here. I'm going to be talking about how do we get this conversation started. And then we'll talk about Pohainani. It's a great facility in the Windward Side in Kaneohe. And I've been there many times, actually, Sonia. So I love that view from the top floor of that.
Nanikaya Kenna Room.
What do you call that? Yeah, it's beautiful. The view. And that was the first time I ever looked at Kumkani from that way, looking toward the ocean. And what a spectacular view over there. So thanks for coming by on this.
Thank you.
But anyway, I didn't know you had so much great background. You know, I'm just a facilitator. I just get people to the partners and get people to come to our events and get people to write stories and come on our radio show. And I know a lot about a lot of things, but I'm not an expert like yourself. So give us our listeners our background on your background and yourself at Pohainani.
Well, I've been with Pohainani for about a year and a half as their sales and marketing director. But prior to that, I was a licensed administrator, and I ran independent assisted and memory care properties back on the mainland. So that's where my skill set has come from. I went away from it for a little bit and moved here onto the island and just enjoying the aloha land. And then I decided I'm missing a piece of life, and I found that, you know, getting back into working with seniors again was really what I was missing. So definitely my passion there.
Are you guys empty nesters? Is that what changed
We are empty nesters. Yeah, we have our second grandbaby coming up in August.
You're too young to have a grandchild.
Just loving life.
Well, that's what I really find. You know, I work with seniors exclusively every day, and I talk to families every day. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, it comes down to the quality of life. Yeah, we don't worry about our grandkids and our kids, but, you know, that's for their parents to worry about. And I always tell you always got to take care of yourself, and life is too short. Fortunately, being a military brat, I lived on the East Coast, West Coast. I lived in Korea for a year, so I've experienced a little bit around, but it's really hard to beat the quality of life in Hawaii. Our previous guest, Helen, is from New York. I didn't realize that, and she came to Hawaii and said the same thing. She needed to look at quality of life, and with the weather, the great food, the great people, as long as you don't drive between 7 and 9 and 3 and 5, 6, you're fine with the traffic.
That's true.
You know, so I don't plan anything. Don't call me during that time. I'm not going to be driving in traffic. I hate it. But it comes down to quality of life. And that's one of the things that, you know, I've been to Pohainani many times. I've had lunch there many times. And it's a great, on the Windward Side, it's such a great feeling. Then, you know, I live in town. So my parents live out there, my sister lives out there, but just a different feeling of the breeze, the air, the sunshine. It seems different over there.
It does, and I think that's the part I love about it, because I live over on the Hawaii Kai side, and you know, of course, I get to drive that beautiful drive every morning through Waimanalo all the way in, and get to see the ocean front. And but driving into Kaneohe is spectacular, and when you get to see those ko'olauas every morning, and whether it's raining and it's cloudy, and you just see peaks of them, you know, it's a whole different feel. The lushness of the island on that side. Sure, we get a little more rain, but boy, it sure shows with the beauty over there.
Yeah. Well, good thing you go that way because with the Pulley Tunnel being closed down now, you don't have to worry about that. But I want to go more into your background in terms of when you said you were an administrator, what kind of facilities are these and what levels of care was that?
So with being in assisted living, we had independent. So you could come in as an independent and age in place. So you could age gracefully. And as you needed assisted living, we'd bring your assisted living directly to you. We had different levels of care. That was something we did. We did anywhere from a low acuity to pretty high acuity just before a skilled nursing setting. And then same with our memory care. We could take anybody and everybody as long as they didn't have behavioral issues. I think that was about the main piece on our memory care side. So.
Yeah. Well, you brought up something that I remember a longtime friend of mine called me and said, my dad, we're having a problem with my dad. I said, what's going on? Well, he has early signs of dementia, but he's got aggressive nature because he's former military. So I'm sure a lot of that brought up the past. And he was kind of aggressive. He didn't physically harm anybody, but was very loud and very difficult to care for. And so she eventually went to three different places, stayed a few months at each place, and eventually they had to finally move him back home because nobody else wanted to or could take care of him.
That's too bad. And a lot of time it's just really understanding their condition and why are they angry and why are they lashing out.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they're having a hard time hearing or understanding. And, you know, it's finding that different direction so that you can meet them in the middle to get them to understand that you're really there to work with them. And that takes time. I mean, it's not an overday or an overnight process. It definitely takes time to get to know somebody and their background.
Yeah. Well, here at Pohainani's Sonia Guy, and because you have extensive experience on the mainland, do you find it any different living in the mainland? Or I know you said we're Iowa.
Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah. That was way different than Hawaii.
It is, you know. I'm in a different position now. I'm not a licensed administrator in the state of Hawaii, but I'm in the sales and marketing department, and I deal with a lot of the same type functions. You know, I'm working with families and you know, our new residents and prospects coming in. So the difference here, I think that the aloha, I love that piece, you know. But no matter where you're at, whether you're on the mainland or you're here in this beautiful state of Hawaii, you have people that are in need of a place to make a difference in their life and to help them, you know, whether it's just kicking back, enjoying retirement, or whether it's that they actually have some care needs. You know, these are the perfect kind of places for them, a retirement assisted living, because, again, they can come in and enjoy life and we can give them that quality of life that they deserve.
Yeah. And do you see any difference with the more Asians here? Versus mainland where you don't have as many?
Definitely you see the cultural differences here, you know, but I love the blend. I think that how everybody works so well together, it's just amazing, you know, and I didn't know because, you know, coming from where I did in Colorado, I would say we were probably all Hawaii. And, you know, here it's definitely a higher blend of Asian and a few of us more on the Hawaii side, but again, everybody blends together. It's nice. You couldn't tell if you closed your eyes and you just listened to everybody. It's just people talking to people.
Well, you're in God's country out there on windward side, you know, the breeze, the food. I like the layout where, you know, you have the floors and the dining area. It just, I did in meetings on the side, what is it, on the left side, is second or third floor, there's some meeting room.
Uh-huh,
over
there. Yes,
it's
the
so
club
nice.
Room, and yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice out
room.
There, you know.
And that dining room, doesn't it feel like you're in a big tree house just nestled in the
trees?
Oh
yeah, it's a high ceiling.
Oh yes,
you know?
Yes.
And then you have that, what's the room when you come in on the right side?
The club room.
Yeah, they're just nice to have. In fact, I was going to talk to you about doing some workshops over there for the Windward Side people because we did a Windward Mall event. You were there, and we're going to do it again every year from now on because they love, in the Kaneohe people say, hey, we don't want to go over the hill. Mm-hmm. So bring more workshops out here. So I'll talk to you about that, doing more workshops out for the Windward people.
But I would love to be involved in that.
Yeah. So as a sales and marketing director, now Pohainani explained to me now, you guys are a rental versus a buy-in, right?
Correct. Pohainani is a month-to-month rental. And, You know, when I say that, I go, woohoo! I mean, that's pretty exciting stuff because we don't have the big buy-ins. And when I say month to month, it's wonderful because you can move your mom and dad in, and let's say 30 days down the road, they're dragging their feet saying, this just isn't going to work. I want to go home. And you agree. Let's bring them home. All you have to do is provide us a 30-day notice, and you're out of that lease. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I think that's really good to try out. I'm trying to get my parents to understand that, hey, there's other ways to live except for your home. You have more possible care. You don't have to worry about cooking anymore. One of my pet peeves, I don't really like to drive that much, you know, and I don't like doing the yard that much anymore, you know. So what's the earliest age? 55?
55, yes.
Oh, I qualify,
yes.
59.
I'm here next year. I'll be right there too. We could be neighbors.
But so you must have more people come to you that are the children instigating or having that first conversation with you?
You know, it's kind of a half and half, actually. You know, we have a lot of the adult children that come to us and they're looking for a place for their mom or dad. We have a lot of nieces and nephews. We have a lot of the prospect themselves because all their family's back on the mainland and they're here on in Oahu. So, you know, it really depends.
And so what... I mean, are the people coming from the windward side, or are they coming from different parts of the island, or is there maybe their daughter lives on the windward side? Why are they choosing Pohainani?
Yeah, I say probably 80% live on the windward side between Kailua and Kaneohe. We do get people from the mainland. We get people from all over the island and several of the other islands as well. So, and what brings them to Pohainani? Again, I think when you look at Pohainani, it feels like the true Hawaii. You get all of that. I mean, you get the beauty, you know. Again, Pohainani means surrounded by beauty, and we've got that 16 lush acres that are just right there. So it's a big campus, and it's not just set right in the city where all you have is hustle and bustle and noise. So I think they get a little more piece of that tranquility at Pohainani.
It is. It's, you know, my sister and my parents live out that side, and I'm a townie. I've been in town all my life, but I mean, I definitely like to go out there. It's just a nice feeling of relaxation. So when I get older, when I slow down, which I don't think probably ever, I would like to look at the windward side. But so what does a tour include? So people are listening can understand what do you do? What will I take in? What kind of decision do I need to make? I wanted to kind of cover that.
Yeah, most people are coming in and they don't have a lot of information. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time. So usually I would say a typical tour would take about an hour and a half to 2.5 hours, depending on, you know, what that family's actually looking for.
Well, so you're kicking all the tires then, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Does that include lunch?
It could, yes.
Oh, good.
Definitely. But we'll sit down and we'll talk to them and really try to listen to what their needs are, what they're looking for their mom or their dad or themselves, and, you know, make sure that we can meet their needs with what we have to offer at Pohainani. And you know, we want to make sure that we're clear in our communications with them. And then we give them a tour of what we have available, if we have something available that we can show them. And we work with them on getting on our wait list and hopefully in the door eventually.
Yeah, you mentioned waitlist when I was talking to you earlier. I kind of figured you had a waiting list. So explain how that works, because a lot of people, I tell people, you got to get on a waiting list first. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, our waiting list right now, I mean, it can be as quick as 3 months and it can be as long as 2 years. I mean, a lot of people are very specific.
3 months?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So let's say you were coming in and you said, hey, Sonia, I really want the Bay side and I really want the Ko'olau side and I want this specific apartment. It's probably going to take a little bit longer for something like that to come open. I might have maybe a dozen or so more people in front of you.
I didn't think about that. The view, I want a specific view. And then how far do I have to walk to the elevator?
Exactly.
And then how many, I would love to be on the top floor, but I know if you're on the top floor, elevator will take a little longer to get to you, right? And then how close you are to the dining room, because I'm not a foodie, but I love food. But I know when I get I've been told that when you get older you have less appetite. I've been told that when you get older you lose some weight, but I haven't gotten there yet. I'm 59 and I'm like, when is this going to happen? Because I thought in my 50s it would slow down, but no, I think I'm just too active.
Well, that's a good thing to still be active. And, you know,
my doctor said
that's a good thing. And, you know, that's another thing at Pohainani. We have such great activity programs. So you can definitely stay as active as you want and join in a lot of Tai Chis and water aerobics. We've got great walking paths, all kinds of wonderful things.
Now, your pool is in the back area?
It is. It's a nice heated pool.
Oh, you said heated. That's my thing. You know, I swim in Moon Physical Therapy in a magazine. I swim in their pool about 3 days a week. And I would have never gone in the pool if it was cold. But when she was told heated, I'm there. I don't like to swim. When I was young, I had water in my ears. I almost lost my hearing because of that I was very young. I stayed away from the water. I go to the beach, but I don't want to put my head in the water. But I swim, so I said, get a goggle snorkel, and I tried earplugs, didn't work. But after a while, I got used to it, but it was heated. You have to take the bad with the good. The good is heated. Bad, it's not that bad. My ear is not that bad. But since you said heated, wow, really?
Yeah, and then right outside of that, if that's not warm enough for you, we've got an amazing hot tub. So 103 degrees calling out your name, so come join us. We do. A nice big one.
Really? How many people fit in there?
Oh, I would say probably 15, 20.
That big?
It's a nice big one. It has steps that walk softly down in.
Do people use it over there?
We do have quite a few people that enjoy sitting in it.
Wow. You know, I never really was into jacuzzis. But since I've been having more issues with shoulders and my arm here, I was in the pool this morning using the jets on my forearm because I kind of hurt it pitching last night. But I love jacuzzis. I have a jacuzzi in my house. I renovated my house 2 years ago. I put a jacuzzi in. I'm so proud of that.
Very nice.
That was one of the best decisions I make. Unfortunately, my 14-year-old son uses it more than me. But that is, wow, I didn't even think about the jacuzzi. I don't think I've ever seen a jacuzzi over there.
Well, the next time you're over there, I'll have to take you around.
Can I do like a weekend stay or a staycation or something?
I'll hook you up. Give me a holler.
But so how do you get, my parents, I've talked publicly about my parents. I'm trying to get them out of the house because it's just getting a little more difficult for them. My mom doesn't cook so much. But how do you start that conversation?
There's a lot of different ways you can start that conversation. And if your parents are giving you a little more or dragging the heels, I would recommend saying, you know, hey, Sonia, I want to bring my parents in for lunch. And no tour. Just let them come in for lunch. And that way there's no sales. There's no nothing. You're just sitting in there with a big group of people. You get to see the dining room. You get to taste the food. And then you can have that little talk. Look at this, Mom and Dad. You know, look at all these people. They're about your age. And, you know, they're enjoying life. Doesn't this look appealing to you? And then when you leave, you've got, you know, that to go back with. And then maybe that next step is, hey, I think they're ready. I think they'd like to take that tour. But involving them's a huge piece.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've talked to them about it. And they say, yeah. When I'm ready. I say, ready? You've been ready for the last 5 years. So when they take that tour, they need to put, if there's any inkling, they should put their name on the waiting list, though, yeah?
I definitely recommend because, I mean, it's $150 to get on our waiting list. It's a non-refundable fee, but again, I mean, 5 years down the road, 3 months down the road, whatever they're looking at least their name's there, and hopefully we can get them in sooner than later. And, you know, then they're not saying, gosh, I wish, because now I need. Hmm. So definitely a smart move.
So what is that application process entail? Is it income qualification or anything like that?
You know, they have to make enough income to be able to pay their rent. So let's say your folks were interested in a studio and our studios start around $3,400 a month.
How many square feet is that?
So our smallest studio is 305 square feet and it goes up to 490 for our larger studio.
Good size.
But we
studio.
Go all the way up to a 2-bedroom. And so again, depending on what they're looking for, I'd recommend that they do get on that wait list.
So give me an idea what kind of units you have over there. You have a breakdown of the units?
Yeah.
Like how many 2-bedroom, 1-bedroom studios?
I don't have my numbers with me on how many of each.
Yeah,
you know, we have our the most popular one we have is our Alima, and I would say we have at least 85 of those. So those are probably...
And what is that, a 1-bedroom studio?
It's a studio. So it's our larger studio, right around 490 square feet. And for one person, it's just under $5,000. But again, that includes all their meals, weekly housekeeping, weekly linen exchange, all their utilities except for telephone and basic cable is what we have. But telephone's out of pocket, so...
Well, people have cell phones now.
And that's pretty much what most people have, yeah.
But everybody gets a personal response
They do the Lifeline pendant, yeah.
Oh, that includes that too?
It sure does. It sure does.
And it's important because I know the last time, I think John was here two years ago, for people that go around the campus, mm-hmm. it's very important, isn't it?
It is, especially if you're walking and you're alone. It's nice to have that Lifeline pendant because for any reason you're in distress or you trip, or if you're like me, a klutz, and I trip over my own 2 feet. But it's nice to have that pendant. You can just push it, and what it does is it alerts our fourth floor nurse's station. And then we start off by looking at your apartment, see if you're there. If you're not there, we expand our search in the community and then outside the community. It won't work off of the property, but it will work on the property.
Mm. And so when you come into the campus, on the right side you have those cottages. How many of those do you folks have?
We have 15 independent cottages.
15? Well, I didn't realize that. I've never been in there.
Yeah, and two of them are our care cottages or care homes, and they house 20 people. So those will be what we're going to be converting over to our memory care, hopefully by the first of the year.
What, is it bigger units? Is it more of a communal living kind of thing?
It's more of kind of a family-style living. So they'd have their private bedroom, and then it's more of a shared common space.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been there.
See, another reason to come see me.
Oh, I've seen them. I say, wow, they're big and nice. Yeah. And so are there units like individual, like two-bedroom units over there or something?
Not in our care homes, they're not. They're just a smaller bedroom is what they are. So, but they are private. It's not a shared and very decent size, definitely for beds, dressers. It's got a closet, so you definitely have enough living space there.
Okay, so you said earlier about you're going to convert two of the units into memory care?
We're going to be converting two of those cottages into our memory care, yes.
And so sometime early next year, you're going to reopen that up? Oh, that's great.
Definitely our goal.
Well, we had Alzheimer's Association on here a couple times, and the numbers are staggering, as you know. I think that, I don't know if it's an official number, 28,000 or something like that, that has been documented that have Alzheimer's dementia. But then again, 50% of people that have it are not documented, so that means that number is going to be doubling. And then I guess the next 5 years, that number is going to double even more.
It's true. And it is doubling and tripling. And it's getting up there. And people even at younger ages, I mean, in their 40s and 50s are now being diagnosed with it. And so, you know, yes, more memory care properties are definitely needed out there.
Yeah. And so, I had a friend of mine from University of Hawaii, and he brought his wife one day to a function. It was a big function, and I look at, oh, I didn't know your wife was coming. He goes, oh, I have to bring her. And right then I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
And she had early signs of dementia, and he can't leave her at home anymore. Mm-hmm. Their kids can't watch them because they're all going to school or working, and so he has to bring her. Yes. If he comes to the meeting, he can't stay at home, so he had the meeting come to, and he brought her, and he has to make sure she doesn't go out by herself, and she leaves, he has to follow her to make sure she doesn't run off. She's not nonverbal now, but and she's only like 57.
Yeah, that's a young age.
I know.
That's horrible.
And life expectancy, when I got in this business 16 years ago, was about 7.1 years. Now it's almost 10 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And it's scary. So it's something that I'm glad you're doing that. And I think something that we've got to really address that, because I think that the fact is over age of 85, it's almost a 50% chance you're going to get it. And I think going forward, next 5 years, the life expectancy in Hawaii, I think, is going to get closer to 90.
That's good.
So good and bad. I told my parents, when are you going to get it? Probably, because they're both over 85 years old. But anyway, we're here with Sonia Guy from Pohainani. And you guys got to start that conversation. In our second half, we're going to talk more about the specifics about Pohainani, to the point of what kind of, I mean, we have great food over there, but I love the array. Some days I like to eat more. Some days I want it's just a soup and crackers or a soup and a sandwich, which you guys offer that. You know, I never really liked Jell-O, but I love Jell-O now because I don't eat too much sweets unless it's a Reese's peanut butter cup. But I went, the last meeting I was over there, and you guys had Jell-O. I said, wow, I love that. You know, but so anyway, Sonia, we'll talk about that. And interesting about the memory care, but I really wanted to talk more about the service of care, levels of care, things like that. So we're going to take a short break. We're here at Pohainani's Sonia Guy. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
like Vegas. There's just one place to stay.
That's your party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
That's your party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include three meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit voidvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. Our medical cannabis story is right in front of me. So if you've got a chance, pick up a copy of Generations Magazine. You know, one of the best places to pick it up now is Times Pharmacy, because they carry it in their pharmacy department. And there's 12 locations on the island of Oahu. And so grab it there. If not, the state library has them. If they run out, tell them, call us. We'll replenish the racks. selected longs and Safeways around the island, the YMCAs. Your doctor office will all get them. I think we direct mail to 3,500 doctor offices in the state. But the library is all over the state. All the even Lanai, Molokai has the magazine. So pick up a copy. If not, go online to generations808.com. You can download a PDF of the whole magazine. And in there, in the beginning part, we are starting our new small workshops. As you know, we do an annual aging in place workshop. And this year in 2019 is August 17th at the Alamon Hotel. We have 6 rooms going on at one time. And it's so crowded that we had to figure out a way to lessen that crowd because we're getting to the point where we don't want the authorities to close the door and say, okay, no more people inside. Because the rooms are just packed, body-to-body, standing room only. So I created the Realities of Aging. It's a mini aging in place workshop starting actually March 23rd. But every month from now on, we'll be doing them. It's a smaller venue. We'll have two or three other speakers besides myself. We're going to cover a lot of different topics because at the Aging in Place workshop at the Alamon Hotel, there's 6 rooms going on at one time. And you can't see all 6 at one time. So we're going to make smaller venues. We'll have experts in there. We'll give out referrals. We'll give out resources out there. Everybody comes to the Mini Aging in Place workshop. You'll get a copy of the National Council on Aging's book of Aging in Place called Use Your Home to Stay at Home. But it's a great resource. And we're a resource magazine. So you can always email and call us. Just email me, Percy@generations808.com. Or give me a call or text at 234-3117. We do want your reservations if you want to come, because they are filling up, and we'll have a number of different speakers, and we'll cover a great variety of topics, and then we'll cover topics that maybe you want to hear about. So let me know about that. The Realities of Aging at the it's in the Alamoana Pacific Building, 15th floor. That's the same building with Vacations Hawaii and Shokudo Japanese restaurant on the bottom. So check that out. I've also started a new column called What I've Learned, because in the 16 years I've been involved in aging, I've learned a great deal of different things around the town and the resources and just different aspects of aging. You know, I got in this business at the age of 42, knew nothing about aging. I wasn't old, but now I'm getting there. But I really didn't know anything about Social Security, Medicare, Alzheimer's, long-term care, Medicaid. I never planned for retirement at that age, but now I have. So I'm just put little parts of what I've learned over time in the magazine. And don't forget our Generations TV show on Spectrum OC16. Every other Wednesday, we have a new show. The current one right now is great with HPD and elder abuse and also the Manoa Cottages. But they're all housed on our website, generations808.com. So you can go there and look at all our past shows. So it's been a lot of fun. We're starting our 9th year. It's amazing how far we've gone, and we're just proud of what we do. And thanks to all our staff and everybody involved with Generations Magazine, and also our partners like today with Sonia Guy from Pohainani. It's been a great run, and I love what you guys do over there. So how long? But how long has Pohainani been there? It's been a long time, huh?
Oh my goodness, we're going to be celebrating our 55th anniversary for Pohainani. Yes,
in 2019.
And 2019. Oh, wow. So I think our big celebration we're planning for October 4th is the date we've set aside, and we're pretty darn excited. 55 years. And of course, that's the Good Samaritan Society has been around for a lot longer than that. I think we're going on 85 plus years. So, but for Pohainani, yes, that's pretty amazing.
Well, let me know. We'll get out there, all our social media as well, but all our partners in the magazine. We should actually do an event for all our partners.
I would love that. Yeah.
I know we did one like 2 or 3 years ago, but, town is so congested. One of my big pet peeves is driving, but going out to the Windward Side is more relaxing, you know, not a lunch, but maybe a breakfast or something like that. Just enjoy the cool breeze air over there. But so you're a month to month, no buy-in, which is great.
Correct.
And you have almost all the levels of care, but you will by next year, right?
Correct. We'll have that full continuum of care, yes.
So explain to me, let's say I'm a Windward resident, because you said 80% of your people are from the Windward Side.
I would say pretty darn close to that number,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so when they come in, they're in independent living? What do you call that?
They can actually come in either independent. They can come in assisted. We've got our skilled nursing, so they could come in long-term, short-term. They can come in for rehab. They can go into care homes, which is more of a one-on-one, where we've got 24-hour caregivers that are in there, and so they get a little more oversight. So, you know, it really just depends what they're looking for.
Yeah. And can you give us an idea of some of the costs of different levels of care or different levels of apartments?
So, again, when it comes to assisted living, it really depends, because we've got a la carte. So, you know, it could be something as simple as just medication management, and maybe that's all we do. And maybe it's just one medication, or it could be something where it's medication three times a day, or maybe more, and we're giving showers. So, again, it really ranges. I mean, it can range from $75 on up to a couple $1,000s, depends on how much hands-on and how much time's involved.
Is that per month?
That is true, yes, per month.
On top of the apartment cost?
Yes, on top of the apartment cost.
So those ones that are really on the top that have the great view, can I ask what those cost?
So our 14th floor is considered our premium floor. It's done a little bit nicer with the granite countertops and just has a few more amenities and so forth. So, again, it's about $200 more than the regular price apartments. So you're looking at, for like a smaller studio, you're looking at about $3,600. Going up to a two-bedroom, you could be as high as $7,000. Again, it really depends on where and on which floor you're looking for. But the 14th floor is beautiful.
Beautiful view. I mean, we went to that. We had a meeting. There's a small, I'm not sure what it is, a meeting room or an area where we sat and faced that way.
The Nanika Kenna room. And yes.
What floor is that, on the 14th?
That's the 14th floor. And that has that beautiful bayside view. Yes.
That is like a million-dollar apartment, I'm telling you, up there.
What I'd give to have that as my office.
So you started 55 years old.
Correct.
What's the old? Can I ask who the oldest tenant is?
Yeah, I would say right now we have 101 is our oldest, but we've had people older than that. And I would say average age, we're probably right around 80.
80. You know, I always tell the story that my family relative that moved in, finally her husband passed away, and my auntie moved in into a facility and independent living, and she's still independent living. She's been there probably 6-7 years now, and I visit her once in a while. I see her around town, and you know, one of the first things she told me is, "I wish I moved in earlier."
Yeah.
Don't you? You must get that a lot, huh?
I do. I get that, but how do you sell that piece? And that's the hardest part, because you know you've been working with your parents too, but you've got mom and dad. They're very happy in their home. They don't want to give it up. This is their, you know, their comfort zone. But yet you know that they would be so much more beneficial in a place where they don't have to worry about the yard work and the cleaning and the cooking and the shopping and doing all those kind of things. So it is. And I hear people say that, and I just tell them they're the best advocate to be able to have that kind of communication. When I'm giving a tour, if they would just say that, that would be fabulous. So they do. They share. I wish I would have come in a little bit earlier, because I could have done so much more.
Yeah. So give us an idea of some of the activities that you folks have over there.
Okay.
Yeah, like go to restaurants or concerts, or what do you guys do with them?
What's all of that? I mean, definitely we have scheduled transportation, and they do different outings. They go to doctor's appointments. They go to the Windward Mall. They go to Ala Moana. They'll go to pretty much all over the island. They have locations that they go to. They'll drop off and pick up at certain time frames. And then if an individual wants to go somewhere else and wants to have or hire a personal driver, they can hire one of our people as a personal driver that can take them to different places as well, which is nice. Or to go with them to a doctor's appointment because maybe they don't have anybody and they just want that added support. So,
wow, that's great. And then what is this? I see you have staff housing. You have staff housing?
Yeah, how many people do you know have staff housing where they
go?
Not
too many.
So, no, we're pretty blessed. And again, I know Pohainani is one of our older properties in Oahu, but they do. They have staff housing, and it's really nice that we can offer that to our employees. So if an employee's been there for at least 90 days, they have the opportunity to be able to rent one of our apartments. It's a studio or a one-bedroom. And they start out at about $400 for a studio and go on up to a little over $1,000 for a one-bedroom. But the nice part is for us
$1,000 a month?
Yeah.
That's all?
That's it.
That's pretty good.
That's it. But they also are our first responders. So if there's ever any kind of major emergency, you know, if we get to where we get those high hurricane winds and we need some extra hands on deck, you know, they're there. And it's nice because they can bring their families and we all kind of hunker down together. So it's a nice blend.
Yeah. And so what about, I said a little memory thing. What was I going to tell you? It's like, boop. It's disappeared from my brain. Do you folks do respite care at all?
You know, we don't do respite care in our high rise, which is our independent assisted, but we do over on our skilled side, yes.
On your skilled side, you do?
Yes.
Oh, good. And so you told me you do rehab as well, so you take Medicare?
We do. We take Medicare, and then we take Medicaid if it's not pending, that it's already, you know, in full force. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Yeah. And so what about... So on the Medicare side, you have like physical therapists and things like that?
We do OT, PT, all of that over there. And boy, does that make a difference. I mean, I have just seen some of our residents really transition with coming in and really being at the top level of our assisted living and getting some physical therapy and so forth and coming back. And now they're independent. And it's just really amazing what they can do.
Well, it's always a goal, yeah.
I would say, but not everybody has that in their mindset. And
well, especially men.
Yeah, men depressed. Are kind of... No, I wasn't going to say that out loud.
No, I had a family uncle and a daughter called me and said, yeah, you know, he's got to get better because men get grumpy, they get depressed. And, you know, they're used to having control of their life and their job and maybe they're a manager, owner of a company, and now they don't have that anymore. And, you know, now they have to on even keel with their wife and they can't... You know, they got to share time together and share doing the chores together, and they can't do it anymore, and they can get depressed. And I had a situation where this one uncle didn't want to get better, and I get it. He's, you know, he was difficult being old anyway for him, and he just stopped doing therapy. And so they told him, okay, uncle, you're going to have to leave now. And he left, and he went to another facility, but now they're in his skilled care, and he just... Men just they need support in different ways than women.
That encouragement really is a big piece of it. And, you know, if they can get that encouragement, I really see men and women both. I mean, they definitely excel further.
Yeah. So actually you're going to see a story. I don't think it's in this issue, but Men's Shed just came about in Hawaii about 2.5 years ago. And I've always thought about, God, you know, I go to senior centers and senior clubs quite a bit. And I've always, and I when I go there, I've spoken around town quite a bit. I see them, 90% are women. And I get it. They're going to outlive their husband most of the time. Where guys, they go golfing or they stay home and watch TV. And so I've always thought, man, we need to have a facility or club or something for men. And sure enough, 6 months later, I get a call from Glenn Sears and Jeremy. Say, hey, we're going to start a new men's club. It's called Men's Shed. I said, wow. So we started, we had them on a show, did a story in a magazine, we did a TV show. Our second show where we featured them called the Men's Shed. And they were the first club in the U.S. The first club.
Wow.
And so Glenn and Jeremy were on the show. I said, oh, first club. Okay, so where did it start? Oh, somebody from Rotary went to a Rotary event in Australia, I think, or New Zealand, some of those countries there. Saw the concept, brought it back, and said, we'll start one here. And he did. I says, well, how many do we have over there in Australia? He goes, over 1,000. 1,000? And we're the first one in Hawaii. What the heck?
We're slacking.
So now I think they have 2 or 3 on Oahu. Mm-hmm. And I think there's 5 in the U.S., mainland U.S. But Hawaii was the first.
Definitely much needed.
So it's really cool. They have a warehouse out in Sand Island. It's just men getting together. And talking story, and their motto is they talk and communicate shoulder to shoulder, like when they're working on something. Women, they talk face to face like this, but they talk shoulder to shoulder, and it's true. I'll talk to them. I have conversations with friends, but a lot of times when we're golfing or doing something, we won't talk face to face. It's oh, what about this? What about that? But we're doing something other than face to face, and so it's interesting. But it's something that I think, yeah, to motivate the men, that's something that they should take a look at that. But I think for you guys out there, that are dealing with your parents, start having a conversation. What about this? What about that? I'm sure if you go to Pohainani and mention Sonia Guy's name, she will invite you to lunch, if not breakfast, and tour the place. Don't have to make a decision. Don't go on a tour. But just walk around. They might see something they know.
Exactly.
And I think it's very important. I always tell the story of my friends. My friend called me and said, hey, you know, my mom probably needs to go to adult day center. You've been saying that. You've been saying this for a while. I think the best thing to do is just slowly walk them in, have lunch, or just say, I got to go talk to a friend of mine and have her sit there. And after a while, the mother liked the place and eventually met somebody she knew from school. And they were smart. They had a slot machine with the handle.
Okay.
And that might be something if you can get one of those. People love, you know, Vegas. People in Hawaii love Vegas, the Ninth Island. And then to the point where she would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning saying, are we ready to go yet?
Oh.
So, Mom, we don't go there till 6:30. But she was ready by 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's just something I think, guys, if you're having this, give Sonia a call. She can walk you through the property or just sit down and talk story. Because like my other family relative, they never thought they would go to a place until they finally fell down for the third time, fracturing the hip, and they could not live at home anymore. And now she's just one person, a relative of mine, saw somebody. She went to high school in 1941 and found a long-lost cousin that she hasn't seen in probably 30 years. And she's rubbing elbows with people that she hasn't seen in a long time. And she loves it now. That we have to call ahead of time now to make sure she's available for lunch or dinner, because get on her agenda. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the activities that they have. It's like a cruise boat.
And it is a stable cruise ship kind of a thing, because you get to come on, you get all the great meals, you get all the great entertainment and activities and the socialization with all the people. I mean, where else could you get that other than a cruise ship?
Yeah. So let me know about how the food is. What kind of menu you guys got? Because I know you have a buffet, right?
It is a buffet. So we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And breakfast and lunch are done buffet style, to where dinner is more of a sit down and we bring your food to you. So you can go through, and for lunch you have a nice choice of a very nice large salad spread. And then you have your fruits and your vegetables, and you have entrees and soups and desserts and the whole nine yards. So you can pick and choose whatever works the best for you.
Now, did I see some tables with tablecloths and some without tablecloths?
Yes, it really just depends on the day. Usually for evening, for sure, there's the tablecloths on there. But, you know, not only do they, if they don't want to sit in the dining room, we've got that great outside patio area. And, you know, a lot of people enjoy sitting out there and just enjoying the breeze and the scenery and the birds.
Yeah, that's what's great is you kind of you're not in town, so you'll get birds, you'll get the great sunlight and the great breeze out there that I love so much. And so so how do people schedule the time to go see you?
You know, the best bet is to probably give our office a call, and they can call 247-6211. Again, 247-6211. Again, I'm Sonia. And I'm the sales and marketing director. I've got a great team in there. You can ask for Rob, Sonia, or Maxine. We're all here to help.
Yeah. And so what can they expect when they so now you said you had a waiting list for 3 months to 2 years. So, but do you give them a tour to different the different units over there? Are they all, now the views all the same, or are they, I mean, toward the ocean? I can't remember.
So most of all of our apartments will face towards the Ko'olau. So most all of them, I would say probably 95% of them will have the Ko'olau views. We do have a few that are on the bay side, which will be a Plumeria studio. And those will all be the bay side down. And then we have the ones that are more on the Maka side, which, again, would be more mountainside, but that won't have the bay views.
So. Oh, I see. And what's the average stay for people over there? You know, 5, 10 years or?
Yeah. I mean, I was just talking to a gentleman yesterday that's lived there for over 7 years. We've had people that, I mean, live there a lot longer. We even have people that have had their kids now living there that, you know, they've come and gone. So
really?
It's kind of a generational thing.
Wow. That's amazing. When they decide, okay, I'll get on a waiting list. What do you folks do when there's an opening? You go down the list of people on the waiting list and see, do they know what unit they have? You tell them what unit they have, and
yeah, usually we'll sit down and we'll talk about, you know, financially first. Where do they want to be? What kind of a monthly income works for them? And you know, does that base rent work for within that income? So then we decide, okay, well, you're going to want an Olema, which is a studio, versus a two-bedroom, because that's going to be where you qualify a little bit closer. So yes, they can pick and choose. They can pick first available depending on what their income level is. There's a lot of people that have a lot of income and they don't, it just doesn't matter. They'll just take whatever they want, which is fine too. But they set the time frame. So if they were to say, hey, Sonia, you know, I'm just looking, I think it's going to be 2 years out. Just keep me on your list. And, you know, if you get something, call me. But I'm really not ready to go, for 2 years, then we know that they're going to be 2 years out there. We still want to keep in touch because life changes on a daily basis. But we have the people that are ready now. So, you know, as we're going through the list of the people that were before them, we'll call and make sure that they're still out there a year or two. And then typically we'll expedite the people at the back of the list forward because, again, we know they're ready and they'll take that apartment.
You must have had people that didn't want to go but eventually went, and they must have loved their time, right? You must have a bunch of stories on that, don't you?
You know, if somebody really is involved in the process of moving in, it makes it so much easier because then they know what they're coming into.
What do you mean getting involved with the process? Shouldn't
they? Well, they should be, but not everybody
there?
Is because, you know, you could have maybe mom and dad over on the mainland and, you know, the family lives here and they're bringing them over and they haven't been involved and all of a sudden now they're coming in. And they haven't had the time to get, you know, bought into what. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's interesting. I'm surprised you have that many people coming in.
We do because
the kids don't want to move to the mainland, which I don't. I get it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to move to the mainland.
Yeah, or vice versa. You know, the kids are on the mainland, but we're dealing with the kids in the mainland. I'm working right now with a family that's back on the mainland, and you know, the parent is here and. So I've been communicating with them, and they've came over and toured, but I still haven't met the parent yet. So
really?
it's you never know.
You mean they come in sight unseen?
Yes.
Well, you can do FaceTime or something and show them the inside of the unit, right?
Exactly. We should definitely do that.
But, you know, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, if you live in like a 2,000, 3,000 square foot house and you move into a 500 foot studio or one bedroom, That must be a little bit of traumatic, don't you think?
It is. But, you know, there are so many great agencies out there right now that we work with that, you know, can help them downsize and declutter and be prepared and look at which pieces are more important to them that they want to bring with them and help them, you know, plan so that they know what's going to fit into their apartment. So it works out really well.
So you met Senior Move Manager in Declutter Hawaii?
How'd you know that? Yes.
Well, they do a great job.
Oh, yeah. And Cynthia is just amazing. So, yes.
Well, it is. You know, when I saw the schematic, and they thought that whole thing out, because when I saw the schematic and, you know, I went to their workshop and the seminar, I was watching them and listening to them, they thought of everything.
They definitely know what they're doing. And, you know, talking to our residents that have worked with them and, you know, it's amazing. It really is, because they really take the time to listen, and that listening piece is key. So they listen to what's important. They help them figure out what's going to be the best for them in the future. And, you know, they help them in, you know, processing out things that mean a lot to them, but they don't know what to do with it. So
they know what to do with it.
They do. And, you know, I can't tell you how wonderful they are. We just had them at our community to do a big presentation just a couple of weeks ago, and what a turnout we had.
Well, good for you. So like I said, we're going to start doing workshops out there every month if you want to do them. I'll talk to you off air about that.
But okay.
Anyway, Sonia Guy from Pohainani. You guys all know that name by now. Check it out. Ask to take a tour. Ask for Sonia and her staff. But thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Sonia. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Percy.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Anyway, thanks to all our Generations partners, and thanks to you for listening in every weekend, Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690 The Answer. So aloha, everybody, and live well.